Chapter 6. Where's Robert? As the children walked into Thames Street, a gang of pickpockets jumped on them. Molly ran away, screaming. Toby tried to fight them, but he was chased away. The pickpockets caught Robert. They took him to a house in Fish Street Hill.
"Let me go!" Robert shouted.
The gang leader said,
"Give us another one of those things and we'll let you go."
"But I haven't got another phone," said Robert.
"Then we won't let you go," the leader said.
"Why do you want a phone?" Robert asked.
The boys laughed.
"We sold the first one to a rich gentleman," said the leader. "He wants another one."
"I haven't got another one," said Robert.
The gang leader looked angry. The pickpockets locked Robert in a dark room at the bottom of the house.
"We'll come back tomorrow night. Give us another phone and we'll let you go," the gang leader said.
It was hot and smelly in that room. Robert heard rats. He hated rats. Moonlight came through a high window.
"Let me out!"
Robert shouted. But no one came. Robert grew more and more frightened. No one knew where he was. Then he remembered about the fire. He knew he must get out of that dark, smelly room. Meanwhile, Lucy travelled back to the present. Grandad didn't want her to go back to 1666 again, but she had to help Robert. Lucy returned to London in the afternoon. This time she had two time travel phones with her. When she arrived, Molly was washing Toby's cuts and bruises.
"Where's Robert?" Lucy exclaimed.
When they told her, she knew Robert was in real danger.
"We have to find him tonight," she said, "before the great fire begins."
"You still believe there's going to be a great fire tonight?" Molly said.
"Yes," said Lucy. "Now let's go and look for Robert."
It was warm in the street and a strong, dry wind was blowing. They searched for Robert all that day. Toby talked to many people, but no one knew where Robert was. When night came, the children were still looking for Robert. At 1 o'clock, they arrived at Fish Street Hill. They knocked on all the doors, but no one answered. It was late and everyone was asleep. Robert was still in the dark downstairs room. He awoke suddenly. Rats were running all over him. One bit his ankle. He screamed. Outside, the children heard his scream.
"It's Robert!" Lucy exclaimed.
"Where?"
Toby said.
"The scream came from that window," Molly said.
She pointed to a small, dirty window. Robert was still shouting.
"Robert!"
called Toby into the dark room.
"I'm here!"
Robert answered. Toby leaned in the window and reached down.
"Hold my hand," he said, "and I'll pull you up."
The girls held on to Toby. Robert climbed out of the window.
"Thank you," he said. "Oh, thank you."
Then he saw Lucy.
"You're back,"
he exclaimed.
"Of course I am," she laughed. "Have you got another time travel phone?"
Lucy took one from her pocket and showed it to him.